I don't know. I guess it's different for me because I, you know, nothing's set in stone, and you don't know what's going on. So, yeah, you're still out there trying to play a hockey game, but obviously appreciate the ovation after the goal. And you know, the fans have always been great, and ever since me and my family got here in Winnipeg, you know, we've loved the people in the city, and they've treated us great.
Do you have any?
I think it's something that, you know, you have to get past it. I mean, everyone in this room, I'm sure, it becomes a bit of a distraction. You got to find a ways to get past that. You know, the first period was pretty dull from both sides, and we got some energy in the second and kind of got going in the game. Got going the right way, and we got our feet moving. I think when you're playing the game, that's kind of your comfort zone, and you try to, you know, submerge into that. I don't know. Like I said, it's kind of weird because nothing's set in stone. And you don't really know what's going to happen. I mean, it's always nice to feel appreciated, and you know, like I said, I appreciate the ovation. Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, it just seems like we need to get on the other side of those. So it's tough when things aren't going your way, and you need to find a way to bust through and be positive and keep your confidence when things aren't going there. Just open to anything. Yeah, for sure. But you know, that's farther down the road too, and I'm not gonna cross that road until it happens.
Too far ahead of anything?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. We don't know what's gonna happen. It's hard to, you know, think too far ahead, but yeah, I mean, like I said, you try to just enjoy playing the game at this point because it's out of your control, and whatever is going to happen is going to happen, and you deal with it as it comes.